This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So, moving on, the next award for Artist of the Year. This award is sponsored by the Cullen Hotel. The nominees are James Wellsby, who you would know, gay dancer, producer, Aviva Mink. Aviva's short film Ground Zero invited members of the GLBTI community to speak about their experiences of bullying and violence. And third nomination, Dolly Diamond. Obviously hated amongst this community by that response. I hate Dolly. Look, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, come in and do my show, you know, Hell in a Handbasket, and you rock up looking like shit. You've got no makeup on, nothing. No one told me it was being filmed. And there's Dolly looking a million bucks, and I've resented Dolly ever since for that experience. But, of course, Dolly is high profile. Cabaret drag artist, I don't have to tell you. She's a comedian, media professional and host. All right, so without further ado, the winner is... I'm so pissed off. It's Dolly Diamond.
I am really, really thrilled, and I have prepared nothing. No, I haven't. But there'll always be something there, ready to come out. There will always, obviously, be winners and losers. And I love the show, I love it. I love the show. It is still on, isn't it?
But I'm not.
I know you're not. It is. I am. Listen, I've got to be honest. I'm really grateful. I'd like to thank Globe, obviously, and the Lord Mayor Robert Doyle. You've upstaged me. I'd like to thank all the judges. Because without them, I wouldn't have an award. I'd like to thank the community because I love what I do. I love working. I like working for the community. I'd like to work for the community more, but with money. I'm going to melt this down. Because at the moment it's like a useless stubby holder. And I don't drink beer. Look at me. This does not drink beer. It inhales it. I would definitely, I think Dean Peck did a wonderful speech. You did a wonderful speech. And I didn't think I'd win. You know how you just don't. I've never, ever in my life been nominated for anything, so I've never won anything. And therefore, I know why people say it's an honour to be nominated. It really bloody well is an honour to be nominated, but it's fucking great to win. I was going to swear if I won. I didn't bank on it, but I thought, well, maybe I would. I definitely want to... Get out. It's all right. It's another angry lesbian. No, don't start. I've gone that way. I liked it. Was a little bit squelchy, but I liked it. I want to thank... Look, there's banners, so I don't forget. MCV. Amazing. MCV. I also have to thank samesame.com.au and the amazing Tina Curie is over there. All right, and right in the middle, I mentioned Globe, now Joy. Joy 94.9 have given me amazing opportunities without any money. And I, listen, they don't have any money. They don't have any money. That's what it is. If they had money, they would give money. And but they don't have any money. And lastly, one of the people I'd really, really love to thank is Luke Gallagher. I remember a little while ago that Luke won an Also Award. And then he was nominated for another award, and he said, look, if I win this other award, you can have my old one. And I'll never forget it. He did win that other one, and I never got it. But I fucking got this!
Congratulations to Dolly Diamond. Brilliant. And I think we know who will be hosting next year. Now, I think that's what that speech was about. Come on. We know. All right, and just on, I am in the show Winners and Losers, well, anyway, it doesn't, anyway, I am, but I just quickly, I've become, Dolly, such a celebrity since doing, I have, because I went to Edinburgh Festival and to do my own show there, and they show Winners and Losers on a small cable network in Edinburgh, and I was walking down the street and this woman saw me and she said, "You're not that woman from Winners and Losers." And I said, "I am." She said, "Oh, I love that show. I love it. I was just watching it last night." And she said, "Oh, I cannot believe what's happened to your family." And I said, "Oh, well, I couldn't watch it, you know, because I was performing." And she went, "Oh, so you don't know what's happened to your family." Anyway, true story. And she told me in detail, even though I was in the episode. Anyway, look, our next... And by the way, congratulations too to James and Aviva, who, as Dolly said, it is great to be nominated, but so much fucking better to win.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.